5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Daybreak with Dave and Nikki on TRE.
Coming of Age is the brand new single by pop singer Pixie Lott. In her own words, she has said it's about embracing change, owning your own story, and stepping into the next phase of life with strength. She's also described Coming of Age as more than just a song. It's a journey of self-discovery, of embracing the beauty of change and the stage of life she's in right now. She joins us on TRE to talk about the song. So Pixie, hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you. And I just wish that I was in Spain with
yes,
you.
Yes, it's a beautiful day today, so you're missing out.
Oh, I fancy a beach day today.
That would be lovely, yes. Although I went to go to the beach on Saturday, and typically it was the cloudiest day we've had all week. And I was like, isn't that just typical?
Well, one cloudy day is okay. Yeah. We get a lot of those.
Yeah, I can imagine. So in your song, Coming of Age, it's all about where you are in your life right now. And I love the fact that it's so upbeat and so encouraging at the fact that change happens to all of us. It's inevitable. And in our life, we have to experience change. But sometimes it can be scary. So how do we let go of the past? Because in the song, you talk about the fact you were stuck in your old ways. And now it seems like you're looking to the future. So how do we do that in a positive way and embrace what's to come?
I don't know all the answers, I'd say, but I feel like, you know, it's something that we all face. Like you said, change is the only thing that is like a dead cert in this life. And I naturally am someone who clutches onto the past. I love talking about the good old days. I love old photos, memories. I love all that stuff. And I think that will always be inside me. So I have to work a little bit harder to embrace change and to be focused on that. And I think now I finally learn, as I've got a bit older, to do that and take it with both hands. And I think you know, having a baby has kind of like changed my perspective on things. But you know, and everyone says that it does really kind of make your priorities change, and you just realize that life is too short. And, you know, not waste time on sweating the small stuff, on situations or people or things that have happened. Life is too short. You've got to think, you know, what is important to you? Is it your family? Is it, you know, music, whatever it is to you that brings you the most joy? And to hold that with both hands and live for that and stop, you know, worrying about everything else. And I think that is what I've learned. And I want to just take that with me into this next chapter. And, you know, singing the song like every night on stage reminds me of that. And it just feels like a really good chapter, but just very exciting, but just a lot of change. So it's a lot to kind of grasp at the same time, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you talk there about not worrying, and I will openly admit I'm an overthinker, over worrier. I care what people think about me, and that's a line in your song that you're done caring what the widows think about you. So how did you get to that point in your life? Because it's something we can all go through, but especially in the industry you're in, you've got opinions coming at you left, right and center. So how do you just become secure in yourself and not care about other people's opinion?
I think that is something, I mean, yeah, we're all human. We're always going to be overthinking things or you know, worrying about stuff that there's no need to worry about. And then you look back at it and think, oh, it was fine. Why was I even worrying about it?
Worrying about that stuff in case it happens and then it never happens. You're like, well, that was a waste of time.
Exactly. And then you're like worried for no reason. But I think, yeah, I just wanted to write a song about changing that mindset. And whenever, if I ever go into that feeling, just to remind myself, like, life is too short. And I think it's through going through these changes that I've kind of realized that that kind of perspective, I guess, looking at life in a different way. And, you know, just focusing on happiness and joy. And if it feels good, then it is good, basically. And using your time wisely. Because I think growing up, you've spent so much time on wasted worrying, wasted situations, wasted worrying about, you know, you can't keep every single person happy. And that is life as well. So that's a lesson learned. Everyone is trying to do their best. Everyone is, we're all in this life together. I think little reminders like this really help me just to kind of, you know, grasp with both hands and make the most of it with my family and the things that I love.
Yeah. And talking about your family, you mentioned that you've become a mum, and congratulations, you've got another one on the way. So how did your life change when you became a mum, and is it what you expected?
I think, again, sorry to keep saying it, that the massive change was the perspective it gave me, and it just, I just don't really care about anything else. This is the most important thing. And also the juggle of everything is... definitely, you know, logistics are very different for touring and doing shows. And I bring little Bertie with me everywhere as much as I possibly can. So he's used to scooting about and coming to shows. But yeah, there's just a lot of juggling. Like, I'm trying to be at home as much as possible, still working, still doing shows. So with a toddler who's like nearly two, It is definitely full on, I'd say, but I'm really lucky with my mum and dad. They live close by, 5 minutes away. So I moved home to be closer to those two guys. So that's kind of how I'm managing to juggle it all at the moment. And he's not at nursery yet or anything. And now we're about to throw another one in the mix. And I don't have a clue what I'm doing, but I guess we'll wait to see what happens with that.
Yeah. It's amazing you've got your family to support you and around you, and that you can carry on doing what you love, of the touring, of the singing and all that, and have your family with you. That's really nice to be able to have that. And you mentioned you've moved recently as well. And I think a lot of people in life feel like there's a life clock, like by a certain age, you're supposed to be settled down, kids, married, achieved your life goals and moved house and things. And often we can compare our lives to other people and we think, oh, they're so much further on in life than I am. And that can bring us down. So what would you say to anyone feeling that way? And how can your song help them realize that actually we're all living at different stages of our life, and that's to be celebrated, really?
Oh, 100%. I think that is, like, there are no rules whatsoever in this life at all. And coming of age is, it's, you know, personally about my life, my coming of age moment, but you can relate to it with any of your coming of age moments. So it could be anything. It could be starting school. It could be graduating school. It could be leaving a job and feeling great about it. It could be starting a new job. It could be, you know, finding love. It could be leaving a relationship, anything like that, that is a big change, and feeling that change and growing through it. And embracing that change. So it can relate to any kind of big moment through your life, which we have many coming of age moments, I feel like, throughout our whole lives. But I feel like there are definitely no rules. So I know it's easy to feel when you're looking at everyone's lives, especially on social media. I think it kind of concentrates it, doesn't it? But we do have to remember, social media, you have to take it with a pinch of salt. It's not actually real life. It's most pages are so curated, and they're so, you know, the highlight reels, and everyone knows that, but sometimes when it's in your face, you completely forget. Just try and take it with a complete pinch of salt, and live in the real world as much as you possibly can, is what I'd say.
That's such good advice, because it's so true, isn't it? Someone might be having a terrible day, but they'll just put a snapshot of like a smiley photo, and then everyone thinks, oh, they've got such a good life. But actually, inside, they might not be feeling that way. And I think that's important to be able to reach out to one another if you know your friend well, and to be able to not just see, like you say, social media as someone's life, because that's not actually might be going on behind closed doors.
Yeah, no, you can put anything up there that's not reality. You know, I could post a picture now and say, oh, I'm loving Spain, so sunny, and everyone would just think I'm in Spain, but I'm not. I'm somewhere in England. So you really, just like don't buy into it so much. I feel like it's, you know, it's really fun for inspiration or like connecting people and stuff like that. But just remember that it's not real life. Like that is something, you know, sometimes when you're sat there scrolling, don't you just, and hours have passed and you're thinking, what have I been doing? You crave that real life. You're like, I want to put my phone down, I want to get outside and like be in the nature or something, or like talk to a human. It's you know, real life is more important. It's something that we live with now and we can have fun with, but just don't take it too seriously if we can.
Definitely. Doom scrolling. I do way too much of that. And you're right. You think, oh, I'll just check my Facebook messages, my Instagram, whatever. Then 2 hours later, you're like, what am I even looking at? It's not even so my friend's noisy stuff that comes up anymore.
It's crazy, isn't it? You could think, oh, I'm just going to check one thing and then hours have gone.
Yeah. And that must be tough for you, because obviously with everything that you do, you're on a tight schedule. You've done a lot of festivals this summer, and obviously like you said, with family life. So how do you maintain that balance of using your time wisely and not maybe getting distracted with social media or meaningless stuff?
I think that's another thing that changed when I first became a mama, because I wasn't on my phone, and I actually, it was you know, all the apps pop up so much, and WhatsApp's popping up, and then you're in this group, and then you're in this, and you've got to post here, and you've got to do that. And the pressures of keeping up with that sometimes is like too much when you've got a million other things to do, and your focus, you know, is your baby. So I actually came off everything. I came off WhatsApp. I came off all the apps. I came off every app with my best friend. We both did it together at the start of the year. And it was a really good exercise, definitely. I mean, it's kind of hard with work and things like that, so we eventually had to come back on. But I think the break of it was really good. There's not enough time in the day to be like doing all your work stuff, all your family life stuff, all the stuff in the house, all that, you know, kind of like stuff that you have to tick off the list, and then putting that into the mix, and then, you know, having to get back to all these like messages and like, it's a lot of pressure, I think. So it felt good to have that little break.
Mm, digital detox. I like that idea. Maybe I need to do that. But yeah, of course, really good. Social media is also good for promotion of music and promotion of songs. That's where people are these days. It tends to be online. And I know you've used it a lot, Instagram particularly, that I follow you, of showing coming of age and behind the scenes stuff as well. I think with Blockbuster Video, one of your tracks from your previous album, you went through the lyrics on it. So it's a good way to connect with your fans as well, would you say?
100%. Yeah, that's why that's the part I've always loved. Like, as soon as it came around, I think it was Twitter I first had. And I was like, oh, it's like, it feels like a direct connection to the people who are actually supporting you and helping you. And so to have that channel was amazing, and still is. So that is the part of it that I love. And I love there's loads of new things to use more of on social media. Just to connect stronger. So that is the part I really love. Like, now I have a newsletter on my mailing list, and like the broadcast channel, and there's, you know, loads of apps, Insta, TikTok now. So there's lots for connection, which I love. Like, whatever makes me feel connected, I love. So that side of social media, and then, you know, the real life stuff. So I'll always be up for that, definitely.
Amazing. And I'm sure the fans appreciate it as well, seeing your real life as well, showing your family, showing what you're up to. I think that's what, like you said earlier, we crave authenticity and seeing what actually people are getting up to and what they're doing. And you've done a lot in your life. You've done dancing, you do singing, you've done acting. So coming of age is a lot of what's been and where you are now. But is there anything in the future that you still would like to achieve that you haven't yet?
I think I'll always just be obsessed with the arts and the entertainment world and music. And I am looking forward to just putting out lots of new songs, because there was a long gap between my last album and then my album before, which I don't even know how that happened in that 10 years that we haven't spoken.
Yeah.
Now that I'm back to, you know, releasing, which is my favourite thing to do, and touring and doing shows, I want to keep putting out the songs that I'm making. I've always been writing, but the release, there's been a big gap. So I want to make sure that if I write something I love, I just want to put it out there. And the freedom to do that now in the world where you can just upload songs like this feels really good. So coming of age is probably one of my most recent written songs that's then been released. Yeah. And in the past, like my albums I've worked on, I've been working on them for years and years and years, and then they get put out like years after. So to be working and putting it out and, you know, writing songs about the stage of life I'm in right now feels so good. So I want to keep that up, keep that going, and then tour next year. I've loved the festival season this summer. We've played like 20 shows. I've got one left before the next baby comes. Lots of music, lots of shows. I love acting as well. So I've got a film that I'm a part of that comes out at Christmas, and then another one early next year. So I'd love to do more of that because I've really enjoyed it.
Sounds exciting. Sounds like you're still going to be as busy as ever, even with baby number two.
Yeah, we have to see how it all kind of like goes in. And I think, oh my gosh, how am I going to? But you always find a way, don't you? And like I said, I'm very lucky with my family living so close by. And I'll be bringing the babies with me everywhere. So it's going to be a lot. I feel like it's a lot now. It's really funny as well, because I speak to parents and they're like, oh, one to two is fine. You'll be absolutely fine. And another one's like, one to two. Oh my God. You're in for a crazy time. And I just think, ah.
Yeah.
Wait to see what happens.
Oh, well, I hope everything goes well, Pixie. Like I said earlier, it's great that you've got your family around you to support you in what it is that you're doing. And you mentioned there the festivals, and you have been performing coming of age at the festival. So what's the reaction been like with the fans with that song?
Yeah, that was actually the reason why we released it, because I tested the water. Like, our first festival was in May, and we've been playing it like every weekend since then, pretty much. And because of the reaction is why it's been released. So it only came out a couple of days ago, and it's been really exciting. It went down really well, luckily. So yeah, because of that, it's now out, and we shot the music video, which is out now. And it's got luckily a really good reaction from the streaming playlists and stuff, so I'm just really enjoying it, getting the coming of age moment era going.
Yeah, it feels like it's a new chapter as well. Like, you've been doing music, you've been co-writing since you were like 14, so it's been a long journey to where you are now. But like you say, this is like a new chapter, a new part of your life where you are, and it's amazing that you're sharing that with the fans and that they're really getting on board and enjoying what it is that you're doing. So if people haven't heard the song yet, if maybe they want to stream it or download it or get hold of it, how can they do that?
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's everywhere on, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, all the your chosen streaming platform, and the music videos on YouTube as well, all over socials, like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, whatever you like. But yeah, check it out, and I hope that you can relate to it in your own way, and I hope that you enjoy it, and stay tuned for some more tunes to come.
That's exciting. I'm looking forward to that for the tour, another album maybe, and to see you in the film. Yeah. So Pixie, thank you so much for your time. I know you've been so busy with the festival, so thank you for spending time talking to me. But we are going to play Coming of Age here on TRE. So would you like to introduce the song for us?
I'd love to. Thank you so much. This is my brand new single and it's called Coming of Age.
Like a coming of age.